This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. Maybe it's just this way from a Christian standpoint, but doing whatever it is that makes sin, sin, makes for really monotonous news. Yet another Planned Parenthood abortion business has been caught telling another undercover investigator that she should allow her partner to abuse her. The live-action investigator posed as a 15-year-old girl and was told by a Minneapolis Planned Parenthood counselor that anything is normal as long as it's consensual. Earlier this year, actor Jim Caviezel publicly reached out to talk about God's mercy and grace, especially for women who have had abortions. Now he has a message for Americans in general. He calls abortion America's great sin. This is Life News Radio. After facing the reality of abortion, the next thing to face is that there are millions of women, men also, with an abortion in their past who need and deserve love. Yes, love and healing after an abortion. If you or someone you love is hurting after abortion, call 877-HOPE-FOR-ME. 877-HOPE-FOR-ME. The Huffington Post is being blasted for falsely telling women that abortion is not linked to breast cancer. A pro-life group has offered Huffington and numerous other publications a public debate, but Karen Malik of the Coalition on Abortion Breast Cancer points out that just in the last year, an even greater number of studies make a direct and incontrovertible link between abortion and breast cancer. While one author at Huffington Post may be ignored for failing to get facts straight, she says the mainstream media are generally culpable for misleading millions of innocent women around the world. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.